Hey, if you love Roll For It, watch the cast live every week on Twitch as we continue the story. That's twitch.tv/rollforitpod.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Roll For It. It's a D&D podcast of random monsters and epic adventures.
Each episode, we will roll a D100 to determine which monster
we will encounter.
This season, every monster is woven into a tale set at sea. Yarr!
We also level up every episode, so our characters will get to test out cool new magic and abilities as we face tougher challenges.
Whether you're brand new to the game or a D&D veteran, thank you for tuning in to
Roll For It.
Hey, are you ready? Here we go. It is Roll For It episode 3, and we are back in business.
What's up? Roll For It.
Boy.
First of all, I would love to know who the heck you people are. Let's start with Lexi.
Who am I? Hi, guys. It's me, Lexi. I am Euphoria, or UA. A little mysterious. A lot of mysterious. I want murder. Ooh. I'm a tiefling artificer, so I'm a little mad, a little angry. Want some revenge. That's it. Period.
What's up, guys? This is LeRoyal. This is LeRoyal, and I am a moon elf named Kanar. I am a ranger, and he's actually doing better with his archery skills and has yet to reveal his secondary weapons, and he's also still seeking the life of adventure.
Hey, everybody, this is Kelsey. I play Mo, who is a tabaxi rogue. She is smart, but we don't know that yet because she is drunk a lot. She's fine.
And I am Jake. I am the Dungeon Master, and I will be guiding you folks through what happens as you make decisions within this world. We are now level 3 already. We level up every episode, and it's especially crazy because sometimes we don't like kill anything. We just encounter this monster, we have this crazy adventure, and it goes on, and then we level up.
Sometimes we accomplish nothing, but we still get rewarded.
Tune into our show to see people getting rewarded for nothing.
Yay!
What did you guys get at level 3? Anything cool?
I am now a Beastmaster Ranger.
That's
the full title. It's on my ID card.
So you need an animal companion. We'll see how that plays
out. And I also can speak to these animals for 10 minutes.
That's such a weird ability that you could speak to something for 10 minutes at a time.
Like, you know, what I don't want to have long conversations.
You run out of magic.
Maybe it just runs out of things to say.
Yeah.
That's enough.
I am now a Mastermind Rogue. Hopefully we'll start to see Mo makes some better decisions because I gained fluency in 2 languages and proficiency with a gaming set, a disguise kit, and a forger set, which I'm super excited about because I can now sound like any kind of local. I can imitate them perfectly.
That's so cool.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, same.
Hi.
I got an experimental elixir.
Psyched for that.
Yeah, I'm just like, drink this! And then we roll and we see what we get. Yeah, that's because I'm an alchemist.
We all finally have our archetypes. Each of us here got one at level 3, so let's play.
I'm just like, are you guys like into the like season 3, level 3? Like, I feel that. I don't know why. I'm like
season
really
three,
into that.
Level 3.
Season 3, level Episode 3. Like, three. Let's go!
Yeah,
let's
take that, season 1.
I don't know. I feel like this is our episode.
I hope you guys enjoy it. It's going to be an encounter with monster number 68.
Don't kill us, monster.
68 is the monster of instant death, is what it says here. I don't know what that is, but nice. This is going to be a short season.
Great.
All right. So thank you so much for being here today. And check us out on Kickstarter. We're not on Kickstarter,
but if you find us...
But like, if it's there,
yeah,
if it's there,
check
like,
it out.
Do a quick search. Let us know if you find something because that would be so weird.
But head over to Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon's a good place to try.
I think we'll probably be there. So yeah, check out Patreon because right now, Drunk D&D is available. It is a half-hour video episode of RFI video You can see us.
It's great and it's horrible and we're drunk.
So that video is up on Patreon right now. And for everybody else, it'll come out February 18th on YouTube. Also, you can go on our Instagram all season long. We're going to be giving away t-shirts. We're giving away mugs with a D&D merch shop called Adam's Family. Follow us on Instagram at RollForItPod.
Just listen to this episode. Please, please listen to this episode.
Don't be desperate. Don't be desperate. They don't like that.
Just kidding. Fuck off, audience.
That's a turn.
Previously on Roll For It. After stealing a djinn's magic lamp from some pirates, sort of, Mo, Kanar, and Yue have agreed to be allies until they can transport the lamp across the sea to cash in on their three wishes. They also managed to defend the lamp from some vicious warrior sea goblins by offering them a bunch of money and running away. Now they are deep in unfamiliar territory with nothing but the gear they carry on them. If there's one thing they'll need to reach the other side of the world, you guys know what it is?
A boat.
Friendship.
I was going to say ship, which is, I guess, closer to what Leroy was.
Yes.
Friendship.
What? We were clearly closer
but
because
get it,
a
though,
boat and
he
a
said,
ship.
But
like
he said ship, though.
But you said friendship.
Friend. Yeah, we got to befriend a
is
ship.
Is it going to be like a ship with like,
friends,
I don't know,
on it? Yes.
Hearts all over it? Like,
wow, that's a relationship.
Also last time, as Kanar roamed around in the woods, securing the perimeter, maybe looking for something to catch to eat, he was being hunted by some sort of creature that pounced on him. And it's staring right at you, deep into your soul. This creature is a mule.
Help! Yue! Mo!
It's growling a way that a mule doesn't growl. It's very odd. This mule has a messy mane of hair on its head. And you also notice there are claws strapped to its hooves with, like, leather. And it's got panther-like yellow eyes. You don't know what the deal is, but this mule is acting suspiciously cat-like.
It's like a kinky mule.
Is this a cosplay donkey?
Yeah, he's just a straight-up mule. And the only panther thing about him is that he has claws tied to his feet like a Halloween costume.
Help! I speak to the mule donkey thing, utilizing my speak to animal.
Oh.
Not knowing that I knew that I could do it, just when I gazed into donkey mule's eyes,
it
saying,
unlocked this third level inside you.
Yeah.
So now it can understand you, you can understand it.
Mm-hmm. What do you want, donkey mule thing?
I am a panther.
Fair enough.
I will eat you.
Is there any way I can persuade you not to eat meat?
Why can I understand you?
That's a very good question. I don't know. I just felt this sense that we were connected.
You are special, human.
I am Kanar. What's your name?
Durbin. And Durbin takes his hooves that are strapped with claws off of your chest and backs away slowly and says, I travel with you.
Immediately or...
We hunt together. We are stronger in a pack.
Do we headbutt, fist bump?
We nod.
I will panther nod back.
Yue and Mo, you guys approach, and then Durbin eyes them and says, Kanar, food.
No. Durbin, it's okay. They are friends. Yue, Mo.
Oh God. He's really starting to lose it.
You might want to come down here.
Yue, he's talking to the donkey.
I know he's talking to the donkey. Are you talking to the donkey?
Yes. Our party of three is now
a
party of four.
He was bound to snap.
So early, though.
Durbin, these are my friends. Please don't eat them.
Kanar.
Yeah?
The donkey's not going to eat us. It's a donkey.
He seemed to believe that he's a panther. Look at his claws.
I have known many panthers in my lifetime. This is not a panther. And I'm insulted at the insinuation, frankly.
If you would like to have a conversation with Durbin, I will translate.
I'm not going to talk to the donkey, Kanar.
Does this one need convincing,
Kanar? No.
No, you see him arch his back and growl at you in an extremely cat-like way.
Just straight up instinct. I get down, also arch my back, hiss at him, and it's just a straight cat off.
Durbin seems to respect that. And he just bows again at you, Kanar, and paces away.
I face palm.
Listen, I'm totally with you. He is not a bad guy. But he's a kick-ass donkey mule thing. Let's just let him be what he's going to be.
Durbin springs out from behind some bushes and pounces perfectly on top of a rabbit and is now eating the rabbit he has just caught.
That was terrible form.
I kind of think it's sweet, so I've given in now. The donkey panther can stay.
Great, so it's settled.
It's gonna come back to bite us, maybe literally, at some point, so just...
He kind of pledged his allegiance to me. I'll be safe.
Mo just looks at Kinar with a level of disgust that no one has seen on Mo's face before and walks away. She hisses at Durbin as she walks by. She just gives him one last...
Durbin makes a mule sound.
Did anyone hear that? Did anyone hear that?
Let's go find a friendship.
Oh, God.
Mo, you do have a map of the Southern Isles on you. It's the treasure map left to you by the late Captain Rip of the Fiery Revenge.
Oh, that's really convenient.
Yeah, it's not very detailed, but the capital of the Kingdom of Belasia, Ordenton, is only about 30 miles from where you guys teleported ashore thanks to this crazy magic lamp. So you guys' plan is to keep heading east as you approach this major city and maybe find something along the way. It isn't as hot as you're used to, but it is tiring work, and you are drinking through your water quickly. At dusk, the dirt and tall grass turns to gravel as you've reached a small road that runs along the ocean. There's even a shop here. Just one shop all by itself, called Fishy Place. Just across the tiny road is a skinny dock that actually reaches out 100 feet into the ocean. Tied in at the dock are 5 ships. Some of them are flying Belasia's colors, others the Jolly Rogers. Most of them are quiet except for one. A cacophony of shouts and laughter erupt from a large sailing ship named the Saintly Knave.
We don't recognize any ships, not our ship, of the people we abandoned.
No, make a perception check as you look over the ships at the dock.
Yeah, everybody please do it.
Teamwork.
I got an 8.
He still isn't better than me.
I got a 17.
Okay, I'm grateful for you.
So, Mo, there's 5 ships here, and you don't see any crew on them except, obviously, the one that you hear all the sounds from. None of them look familiar. You haven't seen them before, but only one of which could actually be crewed by 3 people. It's a keelboat, which seems like it's brand new.
You see that boat over there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the one we're taking.
So we're going back to being pirates?
No, I understand. Should we stop in the shop and get some provisions?
Sure, let's get some water and then let's get on our way.
The little shop, the Fishy Place, is open for business. There's candlelight inside and you occasionally see a figure moving by.
I hate to be rude. I really do. But I don't think they're going to want your panther to come inside the shop.
Durbin? It's a support animal. It's fine. Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Solves that.
Do you have a certificate?
You guys walk into the shop. Behind the counter, you see 2 dwarfs getting things ready to take outside. A man is rolling a barrel of ale towards the door. And
wait,
then just,
where are you taking that?
Who? I haven't seen you in here yet. Are you here for the party?
That is where we are going.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to pry. Just if not on a ship, how did you arrive?
Do not address the captain of the Fiery Revenge with all those questions.
Pardon me. Well, yes, this is going out to the games.
And then Kanar winks at Yue.
Just ask them for all the food that they need to bring to the party and we'll take it.
We will be the ones to take all of the food.
To the party because we're helping.
The ale and the water to the party.
Stop. Winking. Stop winking.
I had him roll a perception check.
Why don't I get to roll a deception check?
Well, the perception check was to hear you guys whispering.
All right.
What did he roll?
He could still be deceived and or persuaded. It's just that he also overheard with his 18 that he rolled. You guys saying, just say that we're going to take the thing to the thing and then get
the stuff. We didn't say we were lying at all. So,
yeah.
Just, you know.
So he's just going to be like, just the keg for now? Or was there something else you wanted to add to the order?
Captain?
Yeah. Give us all the food that you have for the party. All of it.
Do not make the captain repeat herself.
It's fine. Yeah, my men and my donkey will deliver it to the party on your behalf.
Sure, let me just ring all that up for you.
It's a pre-order. It's been paid for.
He turns towards the back of the shop and says, Lyra, have they paid for this?
Damn, no, they have not.
Why is Lyra, no, Lyra not, from keep Alabama? Your voice down.
Sorry about that. I think that there was a misunderstanding because neither of us have received payment and we're the only two people in the shop.
So I get very close to his face.
Oh, I love it.
And I bring my claws up, start kind of filing them just so that he can see that they exist. And I say, are you trying to scam me out of my money? Because I know for a fact that this food has been paid for.
Would you like to make a deception or an intimidation check?
I think I'm going to go deception.
All right.
What's your name, Captain?
Yes.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know you. My name is Captain Rip.
Captain Rip, sir. I'm sure that there's a misunderstanding, but here, this is some of our own making. 6 loaves of fish bread.
Ew.
It's a special homemade recipe from the fishy place. The skin and head of the fish is on top, like to ordain it.
I know, you're probably super into that.
I can get down behind that.
But the fish flavor is soaked throughout the baking process, and it's like it's an acquired taste, but
you guys can carry them out with you. I'll roll the barrel behind you.
There is no need for you to roll the barrel. I am strong enough to do it myself.
And the salami. We want the salami.
And the salami, and that is all we need.
At this point, Mo has shoved already 2 rolls of salami into her pants. This one she's asking for would just be a bonus salami.
Okay, go ahead and make a sleight of hand check.
18.
Ooh, very sneaky with the salamis. You just look like you have really muscular thighs now.
Just inform Jack, I'll be out there shortly to take another order. Ma'am, go ahead and take the barrel. No problem at all.
Thank you.
What? Are those horns that you have?
No, it's my hair. I did it up for the party.
What do you guys do next?
Autobots roll out!
We walk out. We strut out super confident in the charade we just did.
You two. Oh my god.
That was great, you guys.
No, it was not!
We pulled that off.
Okay, one. We're not going to talk about this until we're on the ocean.
Right, okay. All right.
Gone.
All right. But we really got to remember she's a captain, though.
No, she is the captain.
At this point, Mo, she's already in half a salami roll. She's not listening.
Let's go, Durbin.
Can I have you guys make a collective stealth check as you approach this keelboat?
Nat 20 plus my 6 for stealth because I'm a stealthy bitch.
Nice. Kanar got a 13, big boy.
13 what? Total?
UA got a 13, boy. Ooh.
You both did very okay.
All right.
Luckily, Mo...
Not my first time breaking onto a boat.
Nope. The keelboat, it's just sort of rocking in the waves next to the dock.
I'm going to go check out the mainsail, make sure it's all intact. In the meantime,
I won't touch anything unless you tell me to. Got it, get it, good.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I climb up the mainsail, and I see just this big, wide, watery ocean beneath me. And I kind of gulp and just decide to keep going, check the sail, climb back down.
You climb back down and you head up to the helm and you see that seated, looking up at the stars, is a dude. He's holding like a shell.
What ship are you from?
This ship. What ship are you from?
Are we watching this? Can we see this?
Yeah, so you two set this barrel down in the cabin of the ship. This place is brand new. There was not even a name on the side when you walked up to it. And as you exit the cabin, you hear voices up above.
This is Jack's ship.
And he stands up. He puts his shell to his side. Puts his hand around his rapier.
I'm gonna ask you again, kitty cat.
Oh my god.
What was that? Is that inappropriate?
That is a slur if I ever heard one.
Oh, I honestly didn't know that, actually.
Yeah.
My mistake.
Well, I'm Captain Hardheart, and I've already had Jack apologize thoroughly for stealing my boat in the first place, and now we're going to take it back.
I'm going to have to check this with Jack.
And he takes the shell, presses something on it, and he puts it up to his ear.
Shell phone.
Thank you for thinking of that, because I certainly did not.
As he's making a call on his shell phone, I take my rapier out from my belt, sneak attack his ass, by stabbing him in the side with it.
Oh my god. So violent.
Kanat, did she just try to stab him?
Make your attack roll with advantage.
Poor man, just trying to help save the boat, you know?
It's 19 hit.
You stab him in the side, he drops the shell phone, which hits onto the ground, and then sounds off like a horn. Oh! You just hear voices in the ship next door, and people just start running up.
Mo, what the hell did you just do?
I stabbed a guy. I don't know.
Throw the phone shell thing away!
Okay, I throw the shell thing in the water.
And the guy just backs away and just dives overboard.
Mo, how do we get off of the dock?
Raise the anchor.
How?
And then you guys look on the shore and you see a pirate's crew is there and a couple of them leap onto the ship and you prepare yourselves for battle.
Fuck.
And one of them gets to the front right next to Mo with a front flip, draws out two scimitars and points right at your head and then says, Mo?
Oh my god.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, Mo, you are looking at a tabaxi. He has white fur. He's got some, like, tufty, rough scruff under his chin. Tufty, rough scruff. He's got some black stripes, like, up on his head, making almost a mohawk. I don't know. Here is a picture of him.
Yeah.
He's like a weirdly attractive-looking cat.
I know. I saw it, like, just from a distance, and I was like, why is the cat hot? Like, made me uncomfortable, you know?
Do you remember me?
Uh-huh. Yes, Mo.
Jack Black Creek?
Oh, it's Jack Black
Emerald
Black
Shores.
Oh, yes. Mo loves talking about you, Jack Black Creek.
Mo. You were Molly Bighead.
That's right.
Yep. Mo, you talk about him all the time.
Is that so?
No.
Yes.
Help! She stabbed me!
Mo has just been standing there with her mouth open. She's like dumbfounded. She's in shock that this person is standing there in front of her.
Right. That guy just jumped overboard. Wild.
It's crazy.
Mo was telling him one of your stories and she was acting it out and he ran into her
rapier
and then he jumped overboard.
Somebody fish Bronin out of the water.
So I jump to the opportunity. I do a front flip to a dive into the water to save this man from drowning.
What a coincidence that you were going to steal my ship from the same little village, little tabaxi village. Look at the two of us. Look at us. I've got other tabaxi with me on my crew. They call me the Jack of Hearts now. He says, Mo, you know, your family is under the assumption that you have a ship and that you're doing quite well.
So this is where she perks up. Yes, well, I do. I have a ship.
You seem to now be in the murder and steal ship business.
No. I have a ship. It's called the Fiery Revenge. It has a massive crew. We were just on an island that had a volcano, you see, and I had to send my men away from the island because if my ship got lava on it, do you think that a ship with lava on it is going to float in the ocean? No, Jack. Ships with lava on it do not float in the oceans.
Mo.
And there was an entire army of orcs that the three of us had to take out by ourselves, which, let me tell you,
got very messy.
Exhausting. I really need a nap.
So I thought that it wouldn't be any trouble if I borrowed this small ship that you didn't seem to be using.
For you, Mo, take the ship for 1,200 gold.
Could you do... And she checks her pockets.
Is that salami?
700 gold and 1.5 salamis.
You have 700 gold?
You have 700 gold.
Take back your offer. We're not giving them all of our gold for a ship. We have 7 more episodes.
Okay, would you accept 1.5 salamis.
You guys are here on an interesting night. This is the Tallwater Games. You see all these crew out here? We've got crews from Malaysia fleets. We've got pirates who normally we'd be out to fight. But this is a place of peace. In fact, this is the first blood that has ever been spent on a Tallwater Games night.
He started it.
Why don't you come along, have some fun at the games. If your crew can defeat my crew in some contests, you win, you get the ship, and you get this back. And he holds up the lamp, which he just swiped from out of your backpack. And I win, I take the lamp, you go on your way. Back to your people and the Fire of Revenge and the lava monsters and the orcs and all the other stuff that you like to tell in your stories.
Mo's, like, gonna kill him.
Wait, Mo, what if we lose?
Yeah, Mo, I'm not very good at games. I haven't gotten out much.
We're in.
Bully! Who's ready for some games, then? My crew will beat your crew at anything you want.
I'm really good at archery.
Any ideas?
Archery!
Kanar, was it?
Yes.
You can't join in the Tallwater Games without drinking some Tallwater Ale. So, to the nave, everyone! Back to the nave!
All right, yeah.
They start heading over to the larger ship, the Saintly Nave. And you two are sort of left behind for a moment.
Okay, one, mad. Two, who is that? I don't think today could get any weirder.
He's an old... I don't know, we've been rivals for a while, and in Tabaxi towns, most people just kind of stay there and do what their parents did, and a few go out, and they gather stories. Tabaxis love stories, so they're supposed to go on journey for a couple years at a time, and then come home and share information about the world. The first time I ever heard of what a tiefling was from an adventure that I admired. Jack's dad. Anyway, we were the two selected. And my parents were litter box builders, so they were so proud. And Jack threw big parties all the time that I could never go to because I was just like studying like crazy to keep up with him. He has adventuring in his blood. I think like the studying is why he calls me Molly Big Head, but I don't have a big head. No. I don't know why he says that.
Your head is so proportional.
It's so normal.
So normal. Wonderful head.
I don't know. It's just like, I bet he has like a million cool stories to go back to the village and tell now. And what do I have? I have salami. That's what I have.
I think you are going to have a great story, perhaps a greater one than Jack could ever have. And we'll do this for you. I will actually try.
Let's go watch Kanar shoot things.
So you guys get back to the crowd and they're pretty much set up. Kanar, you can see your target.
You got this. Your panther loves you.
Thanks, Ray, for all your encouragement.
Woo!
It's just a typical hay target with a bullseye. You get the center, you get 3 points. You get the second ring, you get 2 points. You hit the target at all, you get 1 point.
Okay. And out of how many tries?
It's going to be 3 tries, but okay. First things first, take this. And he hands you a shot. Hey, Bark, come here. And this is a picture of Bark, the Tabaxi Ranger. He's got that black, orange, and white fur that some cats have. Bark, you got your bow. We're going to do another archery game.
Why are they making these cats so attractive? I'm so... I'm, like, bothered.
Bark's a very, like, quiet type, and he just nods, and he shakes your hand, Kanar.
I shake his hand. Before I take my shot, I kind of show it off to everyone, you know, show off to my companions.
Woo!
And I go to Durbin, and I give him, like, the thought to smell it to see if there's anything within it.
I thought he was going to test that shot on Durbin. It's like, oh my God.
You're like animal testing in
you
this
do
game?
You deserve Durbin.
Durbin just goes.
All right. Toss it back.
Okay.
Glug, glug.
Bark takes glug, his as well. And then the two of you need to each make Constitution saving throws.
19.
Yeah. Can Durbin hold his booze?
Bark rolled a natural 1. So he's going to take his and then just go over the side and just barf. Sorry about that. And then he's going to fire his bow at the target with disadvantage because he couldn't hold his liquor. He hits the target. And then it is your turn to take a shot.
A confident 2.
2?
Yep. Plus anything?
What do you add to
that? That makes it a 10.
A Holy 10 is shit. Just enough to hit the target.
Wow.
He's got that +2 archery fighting style. It's pretty insane. So you guys each get 1 point moving into round 2. So this time as you line up your shot, you see Jack's like, all right, make it move this time. Make it move. And one of the guys just picks it up and just starts like running back and forth.
All right. All right. I got you.
Another shot. Another shot.
Another shot.
Oh, no.
So both of you are going to be a little bit tipsy for this one. So oh, roll yeah. your attack roll with disadvantage.
All right. I got a 14.
14?
Yeah.
Just misses.
Drat.
Barks actually like grazes the guy's thigh.
You're all right. You're all right.
I'm fine. One more shot. One more shot.
Just one more shot. Whoa. I got a 10.
Kanar's looking a little bit shaky up there.
Yep.
As he misses the target.
Is he even old enough?
And
to
unfortunately, Bark actually rolled a nat 20 this time. Hits right into the bullseye.
That makes sense.
And Bark wins the game.
Shit.
Sorry.
Shit.
Huzzah!
No, I was banking on you.
And Bark's like, good shooting.
Good shop and shoot mini funds. Mini funds.
Durbin, can you take Kanar to anything that has bread or meat
hey,
in it?
Don't you give him commands, you
I'm telling him to give you a snack. Oh. Don't you love snacks?
Maybe.
Oh, there's some good.
Maybe
there's some
if
pancakes.
Casted a spell. Ooh, look at me. My name's Euphoria. That did nothing to help out.
I just shove an entire loaf of bread into his mouth.
All right, who's next?
It's me. So I'm like, what's a smart game?
So you want head games then? We can do riddles. Do you like riddles?
Why not?
I mean, if you don't like riddles, just say you don't like riddles. We
no,
can do...
No, what else do you have?
We haven't figured out a name for this one yet, but it's called Blow Something Up. And
sounds really intelligent.
And also, I don't know, arm wrestles, are those smart?
I wouldn't mind doing an arm wrestle.
An arm wrestle?
You're going to do great, girl.
Kanar, shut up!
Make an invention!
Can you just give me 1 second, I want to get a drink.
She's getting a drink.
All right, so I go over to the table and I have a bunch of vials on my body because I'm a vile gal. And I take my experimental elixir and I decide to use the transformation to alter myself to have a really, really strong wrestling arm. And take a little slip.
Just one of your two arms?
Fine, I'll be balanced.
No,
I get equilibrium. It could help in the long run.
The rest of your body stays exactly the same, just two giant
arms.
Just
I have giant
arms.
They don't know what my arms look like regularly.
So you step up to the arm wrestling table here. Your opponent is going to be Bryn the Bloody. She is a Goliath. She's just a tall, tatted humanoid who's got hide armor on. Slow movements, sits down, brings her huge arm up. It's about the same size as your arm now.
Great, it's going to be an equal fight.
She grabs out two shots from Jack and sets them on the table and hands one to you.
UA, I believe in you.
Oh my god.
God, so are we going to roll for drinking?
I don't think so. I don't think it'll affect the same way.
I feel like I'm not going to lose strength because I'm drunk.
I think you'd gain it.
Ready? Go. Strength check.
13 plus 4.
I also got a 17, so the...
We're like, oh!
Nothing moves and the crowd's going wild. Again. 7 for me.
9.
Okay, so...
Yes, get her! Get her!
Strength check again. This could be it.
This is the one.
What'd you get?
No, what did you get?
I'll say it at the same time. Ready?
1, 2, 3, 16.
Yes! Yes!
The winner takes it on! Meryl Streep and Mamma Mia!
I believe in you.
Take that, Jack!
I barely wince. I knew I was going to win.
We won.
1-1 now. Mo, what's it going
to
be?
I also decide now that I don't need to be sober, so I'm going to get fucked up with Kanar.
Bring it.
I'm going to drink.
Bring it, you sexy little tiefling. I'm so proud of you.
Mo, your crew's having a blast with my crew. 1-1. What do you say? You and I going? Get it done. What?
You want to get it done? What do you mean?
Yeah,
Mo. Last contest.
Mo. Get it done, Mo.
Fine.
What's the game?
You
what's the game?
And me.
Head first, Mo.
Use protection, Mo.
We'll do poker, just like we used to do.
Perfect. I remember every bluff you ever made. He grabs a bottle of wine, and he heads over to the unnamed ship. And you guys sit down at the bow, and you start to play cards.
Good night. Good night. Do you want to see what's going on?
You want to listen in?
I feel like she was doing it.
You know what, Yue? You once scolded me for listening in, but you're coming around.
Durbin. Durbin.
Durbin.
We're going to sneak. We're going.
Durbin.
Let's get over here.
Come here. Should I bring some snacks with us?
So you guys sneak off the saintly nave back onto the docks. And Mo, the two of you are sitting up at the top of the ship playing your cards.
Have you been back to the village to tell any stories yet?
I went through a couple of times, actually. And the news that I kept getting back was how you haven't been back in 2 years.
Yeah, well.
You're not coming back until you have a dragon slaying story. Is that what it is?
Oh, that's supposed to mean.
Have a drink, Mo.
That's okay.
All right, all right. Just like you were too good for my wine back when we were little.
I was never too good for your wine. You never invited me to any of those parties.
I think you might be remembering that wrong. You were building a boat the last 5 years that I knew you.
Well, I didn't have a big old adventurer dad to just hand me a boat.
You wouldn't have taken a boat from anybody else. It had to be perfectly right. It had to be the thing that you made yourself.
I had to work twice as hard to get...
You had to work twice as hard because everything had to be twice as good if you were going to be the one using it. All the time you thought you were better than me, putting all the work in.
Thought that I was better than you? The apple of the town's eye. They practically threw a parade every time you sneezed. You never had to do anything and everybody loved you.
I know. You worked as hard as you ever could and you built a boat and now you're sailing the seven seas. So what is it that's keeping you from living up to what we all thought that you were going to be?
Mo is just like seething, just like kind of shaking. Staring at him. I just defeated an army of orcs on a mountain of lava.
Okay, I'm gonna raise you 20 because you got nothing, Mo. You got nothing.
Mo stands up and sneak attack.
Stabs him in the head.
Pushes him overboard. Okay. Off the railing.
Mo.
In the captain's corner.
Let me make a saving throw. You shove him, and he can't regain his balance and just falls off over the edge and splashes into the ocean. So he just, like, splashes underneath the water. You don't see anything. It's just...
Wait, he's just splashing in the water?
There's just, like, some bubbles and stuff.
But he's not coming back up?
You haven't seen him come up.
Oh, that drunk fuck. And they're seeing this?
No, we just hear you.
And then he... His arms come up and he's like, Mo! And he goes back under.
But he's in the ocean.
He's in the ocean.
Can't swim. I can't swim here, Mo.
Mo, are you okay in there? Are you in the water?
No, I'm not in the water. I can't go in the water.
She can't go in water. The witch cursed her and she will explode.
You and I are too drunk to go into the water.
Durbin?
Molly!
And then I do it. I'm just gonna dive headfirst in the water.
Mo splashes into the water, and you guys now are just looking very confused over at the dark water splashing into the side of the deck and into the ship. 5 seconds later, Jack's head pops up, followed by Mo, who's like carrying him under the arms.
I knew you'd come back for me, Mo.
And just like barfs into the water, and he's like,
oh, man. Sorry about that. I never did learn how to swim.
Worst pirate I've ever seen.
Do you guys need some help?
Are you okay down there? I can't help at all.
Mo, what are you doing?
So I heave this giant wet cat man up onto the deck. Durbin grabs his shirt and kind of pulls him back on.
Wait. You didn't explode.
You didn't explode.
I was expecting a...
Liar, 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 but your pants are on fire. You lied.
Mo, I almost died. I almost died.
When?
When we were riding in the cave.
Right. I had to jump in.
You didn't save me.
Well, the water.
The water. The water.
Okay, I am sorry. Could I have jumped into the water to save you because an alep was attacking you? Yeah. There's no witch. There's no curse. I'm just telling you the stories that I should have collected by now. Because what do you want me to do? Tell you the truth? That I spent my whole life reading every book. And the first fucking night I sink the ship. And I don't know why. I still don't know why it sank. I couldn't breathe. And I forgot how to swim. I was shipwrecked. And now I'm just this
sad cat who can't look at the water without seeing it filling her lungs. So you win, Jack. You get to be the cool one, and you get to be the smart one, and I get to be nothing.
Classic Mo. And Jack stands up and sort of stumbles over to you two and, like, puts his arm around you guys.
Mo, you're not nothing, but you did almost let him die, which is possibly the most cowardly thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But you're also a hero. Without you, we wouldn't have had the lamp. We wouldn't have gotten to shore. We wouldn't have gotten here. We probably wouldn't be having arm wrestling contests or arrow contests. You've done more than most pirates I know have actually done. You're a real adventurer.
Jack.
Hmm.
I'm gonna go take that boat now and get my friends where they need to be, and you're gonna go fuck right off and play your pirate games, okay? It was good to see you.
Hey, it sounds good to me, love. I had a shit hand anyway.
Talk to Broden, because you don't want to take a ship without a name. He's got some paints, and you throw it up on the side. He lets go of you two and starts walking away, and he's just tossing a sack of gold as he walks away. He stole it from you.
Oh, asshole.
To pay for the ship that he's giving you. He says as he's walking back to his ship, good luck, Captain Mo. Show him hell.
Kanar, you should just know that. I'm sorry.
Kanar reaches for the lamp, walks past Mo with a shoulder check of fury.
So here's this boat. I think I should stay here, but...
You should stay with us. He just needs a moment to cool off. You know, he's like one of those 100-year-old teenagers. They get all upset. I don't know how to use a ship. He doesn't know how to work on a ship. We need you, seriously. But no more lies.
I head off to the ship, and I see the can of paint that Bronan left there. And I paint across the side the adventurer's mark. And then I get on board and go to sleep.
I cry on my way on the ship. I see the adventurer's mark and I'm like, oh shit, talking mushrooms. It's sweet.
That's where we're going to end episode 3 of Roll For It, folks. The monster we rolled was Tabaxi.
Was it really?
Dang,
yeah, that's crazy.
I was like waiting for the monster, right? And then when I realized like your turn was really long, and I was like, maybe the Tabaxi are, like, I'll use my spell slot for this.
How's everybody feeling? How are your characters feeling right now?
Yeah, you should start, man.
Start with Kanar.
Kanar is pissed.
I love it.
I think it's one of those the things drama. Where like he was so entrusting at the very beginning, but these two, like, you know, we bonded over this deal to get the lamp. And he's still like, you know, these are my people. These are the people I'm connected with. But with this realization of like, that bitch lied to me.
Yeah, he's a kid. He's never been lied to before.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would be like between the three of us. I didn't think I would be the one holding us together, being the peacekeeper. Like, I think she'll be pissed more in the morning. I think she's still very drunk. Because she did get a little lit off the Yazzie, whatever that means. I have no idea what that means. please, if somebody listens to this on Patreon, like, please tell me what it means. But I know that she needs to be there for Kanar and for Mo in this moment, because I think she agrees with Kanar and his anger. But we need Mo. I don't know how to do anything on a ship. I was in the quarters. I was like eating plumes.
Plumes.
Yeah, how are you feeling? Dragoon. That was like Mo's episode.
Mo, no one's been there to hold her accountable. And so to have these two people now who are relying on her and two people who seem to kind of trust her and think that, you know, she was a sailor and that she was skilled in things. I think that she was starting to like feel a little bit better, but then to just like get called out as she should, I think it was just a lot. I think she's just kind of like humbled, if anything, and also maybe kind of feels a weight off. Maybe there's like a bit of like a relief to it.
I thought it was really interesting that Mo was the only sober one in the entire
town. As soon as I noticed you were sober, I was like, oh, you guys getting fucked right now.
We should wrap up this episode.
This is a great pizza time.
So. Thank you all so much for listening to episode 3. We're excited to see what happens next in this journey.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so much, everybody. Ciao.
Ciao.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is DM Jake. Thanks so much for listening to the pod. We can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. If you want more adventures from these characters, we're continuing the story live each week on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/rollfortpod. Tune in to watch the cast take on levels 11 through 20 and interact with us as we play. You can catch sessions you might have missed on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rollfortpod. See you there.